Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With so many video games priding themselves on being the biggest, most lavish productions possible, you can't be blamed for missing one or two lines of dialogue amongst thousands or a specific collectible that might change the way you think about a character. Whether revealed through easily missed text documents, implied through environmental storytelling, or presented as deviously secret Easter eggs, one of the many reasons I love huge video game worlds so much is precisely because there's a whole other realm of interaction to get lost in. Each plot detail can enhance a game's story in a genuinely gratifying way. And while none of the following are as vital as what might get directed in a cutscene, they all add depth, nuance, or just something cool to scenarios you used to think you fully understood. I'm Scott from WhatCulture.com, and these are the 9 greatest unspoken video game plot points. Number 9, Joker is secretly concerned for Batman during the Clayface fight. Batman Arkham City. The Batman Arkham games are filled to the brim with sneaky Easter eggs and subtle environmental storytelling, though one of the most brilliant comes from Arkham City's final boss battle. As discovered by Redditor A Humble Knight, if you enter detective mode during the battle, you'll notice that the Joker's condition watching from the rafters is actually listed as nervous as he watches Clayface kick your head in. Joker's status calms down whenever you turn the tide and manage to freeze Clayface in place, secretly hinting at the truth of Batman and Joker's relationship. See, across the decades, various iterations of Batman media have suggested that Batman and the Clown Prince need one another. It was present in Christopher Nolan's Dark Knight, and this feels like Rocksteady putting their own super subtle mark on the idea too. Joker never outright admits it in the Arkham games, but he clearly wants to do this dance with Batman forever. Number 8, Sindri proposed to Kratos by throwing an apple at him. God of War. When Kratos and Atreus are heading to Thamur's corpse and are met by the affable dwarven inventor Sindri, he announces himself by throwing an apple at Kratos. The Spartan swiftly slices it in two with his axe, and though this is easily dismissed as random, goofy, or forgettable, it's much more smarter than that. Because it's long been theorized that throwing an apple at someone in ancient Greece amounted to a declaration of love or even a proposal of marriage. With Kratos' past as the Greek god of war, it only follows that seeing an incoming apple, he'd read the gesture that way. Kratos instinctively sliced the apple in half as a rejection of any potential romance with Sindri, who as a product of the Norse world would have been oblivious to the implication. All of this sounds like a reach, but when the realization first went viral, God of War creative director Corey Barlog confirmed the whole thing. Number 7, the humans and jackals teamed up to fight the Flood. Halo Combat Evolved. 343 Guilty Spark is the original Halo's 6th level and one of its most memorable, revealing the skin-crawlingly creepy Flood to players for the first time in what's surely one of Halo's all-time most atmospheric chapters. Shortly after you first meet the Flood, though, you can find a platform with 4 corpses on top, 2 Marines and 2 Covenant-backed Jackals. It's an alarming sight to anyone really paying attention, suggesting that the Flood's presence was so overwhelming, the usually feuding human and Covenant sides put aside their differences to team up, only to die anyway. Number 6, zombies stop to watch the sunset. Dying Light. It's no secret that Dying Light's zombie horde operates in sync with the game's day-night cycle, where they're sluggish and easily avoidable during the day, but at night they mutate to become much faster, stronger, and more efficient at hunting you. There's a fascinating morsel of world-building hidden in between these two states, though. Players who stop to take a gander at the zombies at exactly sunset, being 8:30 at night, will see the zombies stare at the sky for a few seconds, hauntingly waiting for night to come. It's insanely unsettling, and though it'll let you score a few easy kills if you're quick, the zombies not paying you any attention, it's also a good idea to not stick around too long. The original Dying Light remains a zombie masterpiece, and this creepy-as-hell visual is super memorable if you happen to catch it. Number 5, Lynch sees civilians as cops and pigs. Kane and Lynch, Dead Men. Kane and Lynch Deadman is centered on the titular duo of death row inmates broken out of confinement to retrieve a briefcase of money, or Kane's wife and daughter are going to be killed. In the campaign, you control the straight-laced Kane, while Lynch is your deranged NPC sidekick, one whose unmedicated psychosis causes him to lash out violently, sometimes killing civilians in your way. Play the co-op mode then so someone can actually take direct control, and you'll see the full extent of Lynch's condition. As a result of his mental state, Lynch sees everyday civilians as police officers, some even wearing horrifying pig heads, where Kane will see that same person as just normal. It's a clever and surprising way to put the second player into Lynch's head, and as a co-op game idea, something even the likes of Joseph Fares hasn't thought of. Number 4. Some quote-unquote Japanese soldiers are forcibly conscripted Indonesians. Call of Duty World at War. During World at War's 6th campaign mission Burn 'Em Out, players are tasked with operating the M2 flamethrower and torching the Imperial Japanese Army's trenches and artillery positions. While a burning Japanese soldier will most often say Kasai, meaning fire, or Atsua Des, meaning hot, sometimes they'll actually say Api or Panas instead. This is significant because the latter two words actually aren't Japanese at all, but Indonesian. This suggests that the soldiers in question are members of the Indonesian army who were captured and forcibly conscripted to join the Japanese instead. It's a detail as interesting as it is horrifying, and certainly lends weight to what is otherwise superficially one hell of a badass mission. Number 3. Higgs is secretly ordering pizzas from you. Death Stranding. Death Stranding feels like more of a one-off collective fever dream we all had with each passing day. Yet this game did exist, got a director's cut, and there are infinite talking points within. One comes from a series of side quests where Sam Porter Bridges completes pizza delivery missions for a man known as Peter Englert, someone we never physically see. Completing the missions is pretty uneventful as long as you deliver them on time, but that name, Peter Englert, is actually an amalgam of names belonging to real-life theoretical physicists Peter Higgs and François Englert, who discovered the Higgs field mechanism. After completing Higgs's campaign chapter and defeating him in battle, the now-unlocked hideout has insane scrawled writing all over the walls, finally letting you read up on Higgs's twisted backstory. Number 2. The original game's box art is canon. Doom Eternal. In 2021, a Redditor by the moniker of Defective Pikachu discovered a fascinating detail while playing Doom Eternal with the classic Doom Marine skin. Take a look at the Doom Slayer's left arm during cutscenes and you'll catch a sizable distinctive scar. Believe it or not, this is in fact a reference to the box art of the original 1993 game, where Doomguy's left arm is grabbed by a demon mid-combat and it clearly left a mark, with Doom Eternal going to great lengths to knit together the entirety of Doom canon into one overarching story. It's pretty insane to see that it even factored in that original art. As ludicrous as it feels to consider almost 30 years worth of canon happening to one person, well, we have plenty of evidence to prove that's now the case. And number 1, Jacob Seed lied about being in the armed forces. Far Cry 5. Joseph Seed may be the leader of a militaristic doomsday cult Eden's Gate, though it's his brother Jacob who truly represents the muscle, an alleged veteran marksman of the US Armed Forces who served during the Gulf War and now trains the cult's troops. Jacob is rarely seen without his military jacket, which is seemingly the very same one he wore while serving in the army. Except anyone with even rudimentary knowledge of military attire will recognize a few glaring inconsistencies. For starters, real US Army jackets don't put the soldier's first initial on the name tag. It would just say Seed rather than J Seed. And his patches aren't consistent with serving in the Gulf War either. There's also the fact that Joseph Seed's autobiography, The Book of Joseph, states that Jacob was a Marine, which is contradicted by everything else in the game suggesting he was a member of the Army's 82nd Airborne Division instead. While this could simply be a case of Ubisoft screwing things up, ultimately it's easier to accept the Seeds invented Jacob's decorated past and that Jacob is more a military imposter, someone pretending to be a war veteran because it's a means to the cult's violent ends.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.